The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hello, I'd like to talk today about the American middle class. Throughout most of the 5,000 to 6,000 years of recorded human history, we've had but a few brief flirtations with the sustained middle class. Most of the time, we've regressed into a feudal-type system with a narrow bandwidth of very wealthy at the top, with everybody else what today would be called the working poor. One of the few benefits of having taken several dozen trips around the sun is that you may gain some historical perspective. I'm old enough to remember when America had a strong, healthy middle class, a time when just one breadwinner would allow a family to afford a house, raise a couple kids, take a week or two of vacation per year, and even have a savings account. Those days are long gone. It was my dad's generation, after having fought World War II, that came back home to continue building on FDR's New Deal legacy. They added the GI Bill, Medicare, and Medicaid, to name a few. The fabric of what is known as a safety net for healthy middle class. The result was the largest middle class in history. During this period, the wealthy still got wealthier. They were required, though, to share a larger piece of the pie with the very people who made the pie possible. So instead of living in a $5 million mansion with two car elevators, they had to settle on a $4 million mansion with only one car elevator. Boo-hoo. Some would attempt to disparage this by calling it socialism. Truth is, socialism has been an important part of the rise of the American middle class. Public roads, police and fire departments, and the military are all socialist institutions. Unregulated capitalism creates large wealth gaps, while pure socialism removes the threat of individual failure. The last 80 years of American history shows that a blend of the two provide fertile ground for a healthy middle class. It was Harry Truman that said, quote, "Socialism is what conservatives call anything that helps all the people." I'll close with a couple of questions. Why is it that when tax revenues are channeled to benefit the middle class, it's called wealth redistribution? But when the tax flow favors the wealthy and the large corporations, it's called tax reform? And finally, I ask my conservative friends, could you list all major legislation sponsored by conservatives whose primary purpose was to enhance the health and vibrancy of the American middle class? Thanks for listening. This is Rick Colburn.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.